I did not focus on the situation, and I did not complain out of my mouth.
So what did you focus on?
Focus on God, Jesus, the Word.
And now you're saying before that you didn't even pray, you didn't even have a relationship with God before this accident.
Knowing God, being a Christian, having a relationship is two different things.
Okay.
You understand? A relationship is very key.
So you cement a relationship whilst you were there.
Yes, and that's the key thing.
Wow.
And that's what keeps my sanity, and that's what keeps me going, and that's what motivates me, and that's what gives me that's what builds me spiritually each day to move on, to look for hope for another day. Yes.
Miracle right. Man, this book is such a good book. Y'all need to get it. God's Miracle Man Against All Odds. Because then eventually you learn to sit past tool on your own. You also learn to feed yourself. You're able to move the hands now?
Yes, to an extent where I'm able to work. Right.
Yeah, that's the part that shocked me. Now, Mona tells me that you're such a great colleague, a great co-worker. I'm like, what do you mean? This guy that can't move his head, can barely move his hand.
Being paralyzed from the neck down, first of all, someone may say, oh, you might go back to work. But then again, I didn't look at my condition. I didn't look at what I'm going through. I look at faith in God. And so what I did by faith, I just write application. I got through to Bank of Nova Scotia.
Yes.
And got the job. And I'm working there.
You got the job whilst you were in a wheelchair at Scotia Bank?
Paralyzed from the neck down, yes.
Scotiabank employed you while paralyzed?
Paralyzed from the neck down. And as a matter of fact, I set record. I'm the first person being paralyzed from the neck down to work for the bank in my state.
Mm.
And then set the stage for other people to come.
Yes.
And
good going, Scotiabank. Good going. Yeah, keep going.
Right. And I didn't just look at my condition. And this is the key thing what persons out there who are going through their situation must do. Don't look at the situation.
Mm-hmm.
The situation that can't help you. Change is coming life. But what you do when the change comes is very key, is very important.
Yes.
And when you can look to Jesus, God, and what he says is in his word to assist you, to help you, to rise above that situation, then you will see each day there is hope. And you can get through it, and you will be so surprised to say, what? I'm going through this situation in years to come, and I didn't even know I could get through it.
Yes.
You understand? And today, I'm not only working at the bank, I'm not only an author, I'm also teaching CXC math part-time.
Stop it now, man. Why not just stop it, man? So what are you teaching your hands? You can't move your hands, you don't move your legs, you're in a wheelchair. You can barely move your neck because you also have major scar tissue at the back of the neck as well, right?
That's real protrusion
as well. How you teach math in that physical position?
Actually, I just lecture and let them write.
Oh.
Yes, I just lecture and let them write. My motto is from Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. So it's not even within my own strength, Jenny.
Yes.
It's depending upon Jesus. And that's where it comes. When you're going through your situation, whether it be marital problem, whether it be financial problem, whether it be sickness, anything at all,
Yes. Don't
speak the negative out of your mouth. That is very key, because speaking the negative will only incubate more and magnify the situation more for more negative things to happen. You don't want that. And technically, looking at that can't help the situation either.
But you could earn by also guest speaking, you know, I mean, in terms of like motivational speaker, because you're motivating me this morning so much that I'm feeling like I'm going to jump out of this chair in a minute now. And I'm not going to jump off a cliff, but yeah.
Yes,
I feel like I can reach some serious heights. You need to be able to do that as well, though. Do you do that? Like people call you and you go to inspire them? Have you done that yet?
Yes, I have been doing that.
But not much.
Not much.
No, man, when we don't, we're going to give you the number. No, Keith, in the name of Jesus, we declare that you have to do that. Because
yes,
your story is so real and your voice is so strong, which means that's what he wants you to do as God's miracle man, to make sure you use that voice. What about your family, though? Are they involved? Mommy, daddy, siblings?
Most definitely. My brother Benji, tower of strength for me. My stepfather, Ben, and my mom, of course. and my sister. Yeah, man, they are very much involved in my family, in my development, where my healing is concerned, and supporting me in every aspect. And as I said earlier, not just immediate family, but also the church family.
Mm-hmm.
Some people say, well, we go to church, you know, but it's more than that, you know. When the people can reach out to you and assist you and help you in the smallest way, it don't have to be monetary.
Yes.
You understand? Because when you're going to, whatever things a boy, when they lie down on your bed, they know your friend them.
True that.
You understand? Who will come around you, who you see smile with you, and all these things. And you know the people who, when they go to church, hug you, who pray with you. You understand? These are things that strengthen you. Don't take it for granted.
Right.
You understand? So you have the family where the church is concerned as well. And then while at work, my work family, I can't remember, I can't see myself operate at work, or I'm able to survive.
So who do they feed you at work? Don't move. I want you to answer that after I tell them the time, because I want to know, do people feed you at work?
The High Trust NTA, your home for youth services, career development.
Lifetalker. Keith, you got to tell me, they feed you at work?
Yes, indeed, Jenny.
Scotiabank assigns somebody to feed you?
No, you don't. No, they don't. They don't.
So how you work that out?
Well, I have a good, as you speak about family. Family go broad for me. Not just the immediate family at home, the siblings, and the church family. The work family is also important. I have a co-workers there, my supervisor Stacey, a friend Steve, I have a lot of people there who assist me. And they, let's say we huddle together as a group at work.
Nice.
And everybody is eating. Of course, I will not be sitting there looking. Someone will be volunteer. Because, no, I can't let them eat.
What do you eat?
Everything. That's normal.
Say that to be careful of your diet.
No, just live normal life. If you want to, there are box I can take it right now. I'll be grateful.
Very nice.
Right.
What about bowel movements and going to the bathroom, all these things?
Well, I have a nurse at home, Miss Dawson.
Mm-hmm.
She's the one who helped me with, but in those days we call it potty training.
Yes.
When we were younger.
Yes, right. we still call it so at school, yes.
Yeah, right. So I normally go out before I go to work.
Okay.
Which is the best thing. And then I train myself that way. That's a very, very good question. And I wear what is called a urine bag.
Okay.
So normally urine inside the bag. And the bag would empty before and when I come over.
So it's convenient. It's convenient.
And then most importantly, getting to work is another thing.
Yes.
Because I have to get a special taxi man who faithfully comes. His name is Michael Wellington, who normally comes to me every single morning, and he has to lift me from my bed to the wheelchair. And then when I reach to work, he lifts and put me from the car to the wheelchair, and then I'm off.
Wow. So, how did you find this taxi man?
Actually, it's through prayer, Jenny. I was, when I got the work, I said, Lord, they provide this work for me, you know, and
things
they provide work, provide the right people to come around me to assist me. And then I started just calling around, and then two old friends who I knew, who don't know each other, recommend this man to me when I called him. And when he came and saw me, he was shocked. He was saying, what? You can't move from your neck down. Oh, you went to work.
Mm.
And nevertheless, he took me to work. And he said to me, he sat in his car. Mikey sat in his car for about 15 minutes before he left.
Wow.
Because he was so shocked.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and this is just...
For how long has he been doing this for you?
He has been over since 2007. Around about that
10
time.
Years.
Yes, over 10 years now.
Him not get sick? Come on, know what your backup plan is if Mikey gets sick.
That's a very good question again. The Lord provided two more other taxi men who came into my life.
Good.
And then went, because Mikey left and went away for holidays,
yes,
about 2 months, and then he came back. And then when he came back, it was a tough choice.
Good.
How good Mr. Miller took care of me.
Nice. So you have options. So you're saying there's some good people out there.
Yes, indeed.
There's still some good others out there.
It is good people out there. And the first step is, it don't sit in a situation and bawl.
I'm going to ask you a question, though. I'm hoping it doesn't cause you to change your focus, though. But isn't there anything you wish that you could do? Is there anything, I mean, wife, children?
A wife is not impossible, Jenny.
Even intercourse, I mean, all these things. Do these things get into your mind, and how do you handle them?
No, that is not impossible. You didn't ask me, oh, my healing came on.
Yeah.
My healing came on progressively from my head to my toe. Now I can feel from the top of my head to the bottom of my feet in every area of my
body. Amen, amen.
Yes.
So you still can have an erection. You still
yes,
function.
Yes,
kind of, okay, that's good. That's
yes,
great.
Indeed.
That's great. You want to get married?
I'm praying about that, and the answer is yes.
Amen.
Look, I don't use my circumstances as a stumbling block in life to go further. And I'm encouraging persons, don't do that. Never let your circumstances to be a stumbling block that you can't go further in life.
Which school you went? Which high school you attended?
I went to Kingston Technical High School.
My.
At the time. Yes, man.
Yes.
And at that time, yeah, Mr. Irons there, he was my math teacher at the time. And he was the one who actually inspired me. And from him, it was made with the foundation. It's from, that's why I'm teaching math now. Yeah, the good,
so you're always good at math?
Well, that's what they said, you know.
You don't believe you are good at it, you just believe you just get good at it.
Yes, I believe it. Now I'm actually can help myself to some extent now.
Yeah, but you're teaching others, you can't be a help yourself. You're teaching others, so it's supposed to be way beyond that. Don't do the humility thing with me. Are you still doing Mona rehab? You still doing rehab?
No, I'm not doing rehab now, but I'm there as an outpatient. My physiotherapist, and still is my physiotherapist, Susan Irish Henry. She's very, very good. And she is the one who actually worked with me from stage one to where I am at now. And even just last week, we actually went up there. Study Corps donated 100 of my books. And to Mona Rehab, and they donated more to other, like churches, hospitals, surgical investment, actually.
Yes.
Yes, right. And we went up there, and it was published in the Gleaners about a month ago. Right. And just to give the awareness that persons must not give up in life.
How can they get your book, though, this inspiring book, God's Miracle Man Against All Odds?
They can get my book at Kingston Bookshop and Spanish Town, Boulevard, Spring Pavilion. They can, for $1,800, they
that's
can...
That's all?
Ask, yes, man, that's all, man. And they can also call 279-8582.
279-8582
and get them and order it. And as well, they can also go on my website, KeithTuckerOffer.com.
Keith Tucker?
Yeah,